there any resources or acknowledgements specifically targeted for some of the common health disparities that you may have come up with throughout the course of your treatment, throughout the facility center, anything that you would like to share?
No. I wish I had a better answer for you there, Shane, but no, it wasn't. And as a matter of fact, just the fact that more African American people are susceptible to this disease was kind of treated as a matter of fact, as opposed to anything outside the norm. And there really wasn't any discussion around the disparities that went along with this disease and the treatment of that disease. Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that you wish you had known prior to starting your renal replacement therapy?
Anything I wish I had known? I wish I had learned more about peritoneal dialysis. There was this training. I think I talked a little bit about the training that I did for home dialysis. And when I did that training, they talked about peritoneal dialysis, and they really, again, I've always been a big guy, and they really pushed me away from peritoneal dialysis, saying that my body mass index, or BMI, was going to not make me a candidate for that. And now that I actually do research in this space, I come to find out that that's not necessarily true, and that there's some techniques of different ways to place the catheter for PD that make everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people candidates for that. I wish I had did more research about that, and honestly, it wasn't really my job. You know, I went, they got paid to do the education for me for home dialysis, and they should have been able to give me this information, but it didn't work that way. And the other thing that I really wish I had known was I wish I had had more tools for living donation, because when I got onto the list here in Illinois, it was widely accepted that you were going to be on dialysis for 7 years, that the wait list was that long. And especially because I had just started dialysis, my clock didn't start until I was on dialysis, and that was just going to be my life for the next 7 years. There was no conversations about living donation beyond, do you have any brothers or sisters that would be willing to give you a kidney? And I said, yeah, no, they've got health issues of their own, and I don't want to burden them with that. More than anything, I didn't want to be a burden. But there was no additional assistance that would help me to have that conversation with people that were close to me and perhaps not in my family. You know, it just, to have some tools, some assistance, some mentorship to help me go and get that optimal therapy. You know, dialysis keeps a lot of people alive, and I'll never shake a stick at what dialysis did for me for the 2 years I was on it. But there was definitely a better way to go after the treatment, the other treatment of kidney transplant, that I just needed some help in knowing how to better facilitate that. That I wish I had.
Those are great suggestions. I know that there is some education that some folks have been working toward that ask for a living donation. And it is not something that is covered in as you go through your journey and starting your journey on dialysis. It's a big ask, and it's an uncomfortable conversation. And I think that there needs to be more tools out there.
And there's, you know, I do research in this space now, And there are researchers right now who are being funded, some researchers that have finished their studies and reported out on it. A lot of them out on the East Coast where you are. I know Karen Ladin is at Tufts, and there was a lot of work done up in Massachusetts about how to effectively lobby with the patient for living donation candidates. And some of these programs would have people come into the home. People from the transplant team would come to the home of the transplantee, the potential transplantee, and talk to their family and answer the questions that they might have about the disease, about how to support them with the SRD, and about living donation and things like that. Those are the novel things that need to be a little bit more mainstream within the ESRD community.